Welcome to the Prepped and Polished podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host, Alexis Avila.
And welcome back to the Prepped and Polished podcast. This is episode 192. This is Alexis Avila, your host. Make sure to join our community. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just type Prepped and Polished. And also go to our site, preppedandpolished.com, for tutoring and test preparation, both in person or online. If you have a question or reaction during or after the podcast, submit your question to radio at preppedandpolished.com, or just visit our website and type your question into our chat box. Today on episode 192, I'm talking to Gina Beagle, a psychotherapist, researcher, speaker, and author in out of San Francisco who specializes in mindfulness-based work with adolescents. She's founder of Stressed Teens, which has been offering mindfulness-based stress reduction for teens to adolescents, families, schools, professionals, and the community for over a decade. She created MBSRT to help teens in a large HMO's outpatient department of child and adolescent psychiatry whose physical and psychological symptoms were not responding satisfactorily to a multitude of other evidence-based practices. An expert and pioneer in bringing mindfulness-based approaches to youth, she's the author of the book Be Mindful and Stress Less. Gina provides worldwide multi-day trainings and intensive 10-week online trainings, works with teens and families, both individually and in groups, and she's been featured on the Today Show, which you can find on the front page of her site, her segment, CNN, and the New York Times. And just make sure for another related podcast, check out episode 128. It was my conversation with Tammy Mottola on how not to let the bullies win. On today's episode, Gina talks about how she uses mindfulness to help teens reduce their stress and live better lives. So let's get right to it. This is episode 192 with Gina Beagle. Gina Beagle, thanks for coming on the Prepped and Polished podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Great. Can you start by telling us a little bit about your background and how you eventually became a highly regarded expert for teens and helping teens and parents reduce their stress?
Sure. So I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And how did I get to this place? That's a great question, actually. When I first started teaching mindfulness to young people, there weren't other people doing it at the time. Most of the work with mindfulness was part of mindfulness-based stress reduction, or the MBSR program that is often referred connected with Jon Kabat-Zinn. And I was trained in his program, and I was teaching with some other people his program for adults, and I found that I was using some of the same curriculum with teens, and I was seeing so many changes and such beneficial outcomes and these light bulbs kind of going off for teens that I thought, wow, this could really work for this population. A lot of my colleagues at the time thought I was, didn't agree with me, I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. And that made me want to do the work even more. And so, you know, I wasn't planning to work with teens for one. It just happened to be where I got my internship at Kaiser, a large HMO in Northern California. And I wasn't necessarily planning my life career to be on a path of teaching mindfulness to young people and stress reduction, sure. But they definitely need it. I first started doing this officially in 2004, and I've just seen over the past, you know, over what, 14 years, I've just seen so many changes amongst the teen population that lead me to see how much they need it even more today.
Incredible resource. So tell us about your company, Stress Teens, and what types of services and programs do you provide? How do we best contact you?
Yeah, so my website, stressteens.com, thanks for bringing that up. Mindfulness-based stress reduction for teens was a bit long of a URL, so it became Stress Teens. But what Stress Teens offers is a lot of training and online offerings for parents, for teens, for professionals. I have a couple new things going on right now. There's a parent class that's starting, a teen class. I'm starting this weekend mindfulness and technology. I'm teaching a Be Mindful and Artful class, or offering for someone else's teaching, and a mindfulness for student athletes. My new book is actually coming out this week. a Mindfulness for Student Athletes book. I co-authored that book with my colleague and friend Todd Corbin. And so he's been teaching the first round of a student athlete class for professionals and parents who want to help their teams who are student athletes. Wow. So a lot of my offerings are online. Yeah.
Have you by chance heard of Lon Woodbury of Struggling Teens?
And no.
He's out of Utah, I think.
No, I haven't.
He's been on the podcast. And also Tammy Walsh. She does Teen Wisdom with teenage girls in California. Both been on the podcast. That's awesome. Are teens more stressed today than they were 10, 20 years ago? And if so, why?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I definitely think so. I guess the main thing would be that when teens are going to school today, they are, instead of being worried about, you know, fire drills or earthquake drills, because I live in California,
sure.
They have to be worried if someone's going to come and possibly shoot them or shoot up their school. I mean, I think that's a pretty big difference. Oh, yeah. The other huge difference is social media. We didn't have Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook, and a lot of those social networking sites, I think, have really changed the climate of communication among teens, as well as how teens relate and perceive themselves and others. I think it's greatly impacting self-esteem and self-worth, especially among the female population.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about your book, Be Mindful and Stress Less. What motivated you to write it, and how has it been received?
The book's doing really well. I'm actually really proud of this book. I'm very happy with it and happy the way it turned out. I find that this book is a very accessible way to approach mindfulness and the topic of positive neuroplasticity. The work that I'm doing right now that I'm very passionate about is that once you bring mindfulness into your life and you become more aware of, you know, let's say become more aware of your senses, become more aware of your thoughts and or of your feelings, then what do you do with that? Once you have that foundation where you become more mindful, you can then choose to attend to the negative, going down that rabbit hole and maybe some depression or anxiety or anger or self-harm. But then the other option is, of course, what I'm hoping for is young people to engage in positive coping and you know, self-care activities and noticing their basic needs that are being met. And to do all those things, they need to be taught those things. And so positive neuroplasticity is taking advantage of the fact that our brain is changing every day in response to how we use it. And so once you become more mindful, if you also teach young people how to do things that really attend to the positive, to really, you know, take in the good, that then they can resource themselves when there are difficult times. And in addition to that, help them become more resilient and persevere through ongoing struggles that any teen will have, you know, and help them move through even more difficult situations that are rather traumatic. So it's really helping arm them. And so I find that it's very important for all of us that we're offering mindfulness, we're asking young people to pay attention, but that we also pair that with what we're asking them to pay attention to and of.
Amazing. And I saw your company featured on the Today Show, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the work you do with schools.
Yeah, so I do a lot of different work, but in this particular case of the Today Show, which is on the homepage of my website if people want to watch the clip, I was doing some consulting work with a high school down in San Luis Obispo, California, that has started a club called REACH. Mm. And so it's bringing mindfulness and positive kind of qualities such as gratitude, you know, generosity, connection, kindness, reaching into the community, reaching out to all the members of the school. And it's really about all people coming together, not like a particular group or not, you know, you have to be in a sport and a sports or you have to be into band, but it's like, how do all people on a campus kind of come together and their sole purpose is really connection and doing things that are beneficial and helping others and not having people feel left out or stigmatized. And not only with mental disease, but also with mental health and well-being. It's a very proactive and preventative type of a program instead of a reactive program that is started after something happens, although it could be used then as well.
Wow.
If you check out on my
On the website, it's...
If you go... Yeah, I was going to say there's this information on the Reach Club up there, as well as Parent to Parent Collaborative, and we have these love letters that come out that are written by two amazing parents, Anna and Carrie, that were also featured in the Today Show. Anna lost her son. He suicided, and that's actually how all of this got started with the Reach Club. And it's, you know, obviously, I think all of, as parents and people in the community, paraprofessionals, et cetera, I think the biggest fear is that we'll lose young people. And what do you do before and after? You know, how do you preventatively do things to prevent that, you know, as well as what do you do after something tragic happens?
Wow. With mindfulness practice, do you recommend for the kids to practice it daily?
Yeah, I think the best way to get teens to practice mindfulness is to bring mindfulness to the things they're already doing, instead of asking them to set aside a specific amount of time just to practice mindfulness formally. How do you bring mindfulness into the things you're doing, such as walking to class, walking around the house, eating your meals, brushing your teeth in the morning, packing your backpack, you know, going to your locker, all those things? You can be paying attention to your senses, any one of your senses, while you're doing those things. And that is being mindful. Being mindful is being aware. And being mindful does not mean you have to be a sloth and very slow to something. It means that you're awake to what's happening as it's happening, instead of on automatic pilot. You might not like what you're noticing sometimes. You might notice, wow, I'm feeling really judgmental, or I'm feeling really tired, or, you know, and then there are other times where you will notice, hey, I'm feeling great today, or I feel grateful, or I got a good night's sleep, or hey, I did really good on that test. You know, so it's really coming to all experiences, good, bad, ugly, neutral, et cetera.
And I mean, in conjunction or aside from mindfulness to reduce stress, are there other things that teens can work on to try to reduce their stress?
That's a good question.
I mean,
I think teaching and helping young people have a balance around and have boundaries and hygiene around sleep, technology. And I think those are really going to reduce your stress, because if you've gotten a decent amount of sleep, you're going to be less irritable. You're going to be more alert. You're going to be more present to your day. If you are spending less time on social, you might be doing other things like connecting with people in your environment, maybe going outside. Perhaps, you know, you're not seeing those same messages or seeing those same images that are kind of affecting maybe your self-esteem. I'm not saying all social is bad. I mean, there's definitely pros to it, but I think that it's all in I just was writing an article. It's on moderation, moderation, moderation. And that includes us for adults too.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And now, speaking of adults, I'm sure that, you know, one of the things that you often find is dealing with parents too, and their stress. Do you find that parents' stress leads to more teen stress? And is there like some kind of relationship there? And what are some tips for parents to help reduce their stress?
I definitely think, you know, parent stress is going to have an effect on teen stress. I come at my view of working with families from a systems approach. So, you know, a teen is not in isolation, right? They're not just in isolation. What their environment's going to affect them. And, you know, I find if a parent brings mindfulness into their own life, they're hopefully going to be more present to maybe what they're saying to their teens, or how they're saying things to their teens, or whether they're, you know, letting their teens be seen and heard by them. I think that relationship and that presence that you can offer a teen as a mindful parent is imperative. And, you know, for parents to reduce their stress, I think that the most important thing I could suggest is self-care. I think self-care, you know, it does not have to be where you spend hours a day doing something that is like considered self-care. You don't have to go somewhere. It's how do you do little things all throughout your day that let you know that you matter. So having us adults, you know, go and take time to walk outside if we're in our office and see what it looks like outside, or, you know, take the time to, you know, spray some perfume or cologne on if that's what you like to do, or enjoy a nice cup of coffee. It's the little things that you enjoy, you know, petting your cat or your dog, or watering a plant. Someone said that to me and I was like, yeah, you know, you're caring for your plant is also caring for yourself. And yes, I have been known to overwater my cactuses.
That's good. It shows
I'm
you
trying
care.
To stop. Yeah, no over caring. Okay. I got to stop. I got to restrain myself.
definitely some balance. That's so key. I mean, those are great tips for parents. I mean, just to kind of slow it down and you'll form a better relationship with your teen. What about cyberbullying? Any tips for students who may be facing like bullying, cyberbullying at school? What kind of works for them? I know it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
You know, I think about this, and it's very hard to do, is to step back and to not engage. I think that, you know, bullies want response. They want a reaction. And if they're not getting it, they're less likely to continue doing it. You know, I have a really interesting example. I don't usually work with sixth graders, but I was working with, I usually work mostly with high schoolers. And I was working with a sixth grade girl, and I live in the Bay Area in California. And some girls in her class told her to go and jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
And obviously that wasn't cyber.
More that.
Yeah, it wasn't cyber bullying. It was in-person bullying, but I think the same can be extrapolated as what I'm saying. And I was like blown away. You know, I was absolutely just disgusted and heartbroken. And I just wanted to care for this girl whose entire image and viewpoint was fractured and crushed. And that one moment, and words are so powerful and can be so painful. And then when you put in cyber, the online component of the anonymity, that someone could even be doing these things and, you know, you don't know who they are, or that they're under an alias. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would say, parents, figure out what you're go on your kid's social, go on their computer, go on their phone, get their passwords. A phone is a privilege, not a right. And I think the more you can get involved with, hey, just peeking in the room when your kid is online, and see, are they really talking to the person they say they're talking to, or is the things you're hearing the people they're talking to say, how is that sounding? If are they on a headphone, have them take the headphones off. You know, I think it's really important for parents to be active in knowing what their children are involved in and doing. And I think that's important. But I also think that we can encourage to the best of our abilities for young people to step away. You know, if we hear of a kid coming to us saying, so-and-so is doing this to me on Minecraft, they need to not be continuing that relationship with that friend. We can't assume that young people are going to know how to have relationships and model good boundaries, because they have not been taught those things yet, and it's our job to teach it.
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense.
Sorry, I got on my soapbox there. Sorry about that.
No, it's more than, I mean, it's important to just be a better person, step away, but also the whole parenting component was huge, just kind of knowing it does take a village.
Well, I know that a lot of the parents that I work with are scared to take their kids' phones away or set limits.
And, oh, really?
And I find that pretty often, actually. And being scared and not taking action is actually very deleterious and harmful to a teen, and could potentially lead to very significant problems.
Wow. Absolutely. And I bet mindfulness helps parents take that action. So it all kind of ties together. If you're kind of oblivious to being in the moment, you might, you know, just kind of succumb to the pressure and feel scared. Really good points. Any advice for teens listening to us today? You know, getting ready to cross that bridge from the teenage years to young adulthood. Anything come to your mind?
I received a note from a teen not too long ago, and on it said, "I see you and I hear you," with a heart on it. And it just reminded me how much all of us want to be seen and heard. And I think that all the teens out there, any of you who can model for your friends and your family, seeing them and hearing them. And also the second part is paying attention to yourself. Sometimes if you're the giver and if you're always there for other people, you have to remember that you need to look inward and see how you're doing and hear what you're saying and tune into your needs and your wants and what your body's telling you. I have a quote that I wrote. It's actually taped to my computer in front of me right now.
Love it.
And I say it to myself right now on occasion. And what it says that I think is applicable to teens, it says, "I am enough. I am me with my gifts and flaws, and for that, I am grateful."
Perfect. That is period on that.
Well, just know it. You know what? It's a constant thing. It's not, you know, it's us adults. We are still teens somewhere in there, and, you know, we all have to remind ourselves that we aren't perfect and we can be perfectly imperfect.
Perfect. No, it's so true. It resonates, especially today with everybody trying to act perfect, quote unquote.
I think when in doubt, try to assume the best in someone else and not assume malice if possible, unless they're a cyber bully, and then get rid of them.
Get rid of them immediately. This is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Gina, thanks so much for taking some time with us on the Prepped and Polished podcast, and really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
And this wraps up our show today. This was episode 192 with Gina Beagle. Check out her website, stressedteens.com, for more information. And make sure to check out episode 128. It was my conversation with Tammy Mottola on how not to let the bullies win. This was episode 192. And in the next week or two, we'll put out episode 193. We're creeping up on 200 episodes. Episode 193 will be our next Tutoring Tips episode, which will be our first part of our three-part series on how to avoid three pitfalls of rhetorical skills questions on the ACT English test. To access all of our podcast episodes, head over to preppedandpolished.com/podcast or go to soundcloud.com/preppedandpolished. Thanks for joining us on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.
You've been listening to the Prepped and Polished podcast. For more information, check out preppedandpolished.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.